The Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 1134. Come, gracious Spirit, heavenly Dove, with light and comfort from above, our waiting souls set free. Be thou our guardian, thou our guide, o'er every thought and step preside, and draw us after thee. 1134.
Three Psalms, Psalm 46, Psalm 90, and Psalm 145. Psalms 46, 90, and 145. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. And Psalm 90. Psalm 90. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth, and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, Return, ye children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as a sleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labour and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. And Psalm 145. I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name for ever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I'll praise thy name for ever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honour of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name for ever and ever. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us those portions of his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. Most kind and gracious God, once more, through thy sparing mercies, thy loving kindness, we are able once again to gather in thy courts this evening hour. And all might be with a living desire, a desire after thee and after thy righteousness. May we not just gather again in thy courts through formality, through our upbringing, although we would look upon that and rejoice in it. Those of us that were brought up in a household where the fear of the Lord was known and felt, where there was that taught from a very young age, out of thy word. But, O Lord, we need each of us that which is personal, that which is wrought in the heart by the Spirit. whereby we can truly say, give me Christ, or else I die. Or to be brought to that whereby we can say, thou art the one thing needful. I without him perish must. Oh, like the apostle of old, that I may know him in that personal way. Yes, in that personal way, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, that I may be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is by faith in Christ. Oh, we plead then, as thou dost look upon us each, as we've entered into thy courts this night, that thou wouldest search our hearts and try our ways, and lead us in that way everlasting. Thought much of recent days, as thy word declares, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. No doubt the Apostle Paul, as he was Saul, when he went about thinking he did God's service, but oh, it was no more than that which is of the flesh. But what a mercy when thou didst lay the axe to the root, cut it all up, root and branch. And it could be said, and thou didst say it of him, didst thou not? Behold, he prayeth. He is a chosen vessel unto me. And all it might each be found as a chosen vessel unto thee, in thy time and way, in that time appointed which thou hast purposed, that day of grace. Leave us not to come to the end of our days in the same condition in which we were conceived and born. Yes, as servants of Satan, conceived in sin and shapen in iniquity, and who can know it? Is not by natural learning we know these things, but as the Spirit reveals the hidden evils of the heart and brings to the law, brings out one to the law, the righteous law of God, and to see what we are under that law, each of us, a condemned. Under that condemnation, the soul that sinneth it shall die. And as we came forth from the womb speaking lies, none of us are excluded. We're all sinners, whether we know it or not. But what a mercy if and when that is wrought in the heart by the Spirit, that knowledge of sin, the law being our schoolmaster, to lead us to Christ. Ah, will it not reveal to us our desperate need? And the Spirit will open up to our understanding such a beauty in Christ that we'd not seen before, neither even contemplated it. The name of Christ was just a name. But all through the Spirit's teaching becomes all the desire. Ah, yes, becomes all the desire. And so may it please you, work in our hearts mightily, we might be found amongst those that desire to lay hold upon Christ, the Saviour of sinners. And as we've been brought into thy courts this night, as thou dost look upon the heart, we may deceive our fellow men as we've entered in, but we will not deceive thee. And so where there is that still which is no more than of the flesh, perhaps even that deadness and lifelessness in which we were born concerning spiritual things and the never-dying soul and the need of a sinner, oh, do yet bring into that concern. raised from the dead. Oh, what a mercy when thou wast here upon the earth in that physical way that it raised the dead to life. But what a mercy those that are spiritually dead in trespasses and sins, thou dost give that command and they come forth from that tomb. Ah, that tomb which has held them as Satan's blind slaves sporting with death. So do work mighty in each one, we plead, from the youngest to the oldest. Do once again we bear them before thee, the young, the little ones, even the babe in arms, and we thank thee once again for safe deliverance, life given, life spared. We would once again, whilst we are in this attitude of prayer, pray likewise once again for our dear daughter-in-law, still in hospital waiting that appointed time. Be a comforter to her and each. May it yet be according to thy time and that which thou hast purposed from all eternity, that are brought to the birth, a time of rejoicing. But as we look upon them as they are brought into this world, we look upon them, they have never dying souls. Oh, may they be found as those vessels of mercy yet. Vessels of mercy. Love with an everlasting love. But do remember the dear young ones we plead in this present evil world in which their lot is cast. Do keep them tender of heart and mind and conscience. May that which is taught them, yes, lovingly in the Sabbath school and by the parents, and as the Spirit enables them to hear a little here and a little there as they come into thy courts, of that word of thy grace, may it be as that seed sown into the prepared ground of their hearts, which thou hast prepared. But Lord, may it please thee, that word of thy grace may be a light unto their feet and a guide unto their paths. So do grant them that help in all parts of their path, and especially as they get older and they have those prospects before them, perhaps decisions to make regarding their life and working place or whatever it may be as regards that to do. Ah, yes, we each have to labour for the meat which perisheth. And so it falls to each one, does it not? According to those abilities which thou hast given them, so to do. And so we plead to make ways where perhaps there seems to be no way. But all keep them and guard them in those places of employment. We remember the time when it was so oneself, where it seemed in our young years Satan stirred up one after another. Stirred up one after another to try and tempt and draw aside. Ah, but may it please thee, hedge them about. Hedge them about. And all that might be now to say as I look back in years to come, kept by thy almighty power. So do keep them by thy almighty power. Remember parents, once again we plead for them. It is a great responsibility, is it not? That which thou hast given unto them, and no doubt many cares and concerns are found, and we know it is so, found in the heart of parents. Lord, do give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding as they seek to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, to guide them in this dark and evil world. And so do remember them. Once again, those in the midst of life that bear the heat and burden of the day, perhaps there's something on the morrow, which causes much anxious thought. Ah, may it please thee. He may prove yet that the shepherd has gone before his sheep. Ah, yes, and may those mountains flow down. Well, may they yet see those mountains flow down at thy presence. those rough places made plain, those dark places light. Ah, perhaps even to shut the mouths of lions whom they fear. Thou canst do it, thou didst do it for Daniel in those days of old. Those lions couldn't tear him. They couldn't tear him. There was a chain put upon them, and his imperfect safety there. Did he not prove thee to be unto him there his refuge? A refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Like the three Hebrew children, because of their faith and that which they failed to do according to thy word and to walk in thy ways. They could not do otherwise. And there it brought them to that place where they were bound and cast into that fiery furnace which was heated seven times above what normally it was heated. And as one looked in there, yes, he looked in, did he not? And he said, I see four walking loose in the midst of the fire. In the form of the fourth, like the Son of Man, the Son of God. Yes, the Son of God, the Son of Man. All that one from eternity to all eternity. Their refuge and strength, their very present help in trouble. The flames could not touch them. And ah, that day, not even the smell, even a singeing of or even the smell of singeing could be found upon them. And yet it slew those that cast them in. Oh, thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so to remember one or another, perhaps that which is before them. And they fear and tremble. Yes, we're creatures of fear. We're creatures of fear, and so we seem to drag along. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God, the eternal God, thy God, the same one, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I'll uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And so to remember one or another, perhaps now they tremble, but oh, may they yet rejoice in thee, rejoice in one that is mighty to save, mighty to help, mighty to uphold. Oh, thou didst for Moses much that, yes, he knew what it was to tremble. He at times was a fearful creature, and we're likewise the same. Jacob, we think of Jacob, he knew what it was to be fearful and to tremble. But oh, we read in that psalm, do we not? Psalm 146, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. And so to remember each in such a situation or a path which is before them, manage it all by the way unto the end. Do remember those in the even time of life, they feel the mud-walled cottage shake. Heart and flesh begin to fail. Or we realize, do we not, as we get older, we are frail at best. But oh, we think often of that word in Psalm 103. Thou knowest our frame. Thou knowest our frame, and thou rememberest that we are but dust. And what a mercy. That one that, yes, can lift up our weak hands and confirm our feeble knees. That one that can be unto us. And blessed be God, we thank thee for that promise. I'll not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. The blessed Spirit, even bringing to our remembrance all the words which thou hast spoken unto us, and all the way which thou hast led us these years in the wilderness. So may it please you unto one or another, they feel the weariness and weakness of age creeping upon them. But oh, to once again take note and look back. What mean ye by these stones, these Ebenezer stones? Thou hast brought them hitherto, and he who hath helped them hitherto will help them all their journey through. And give them daily cause to raise new Ebenezers to thy praise. Once again, to remember any in their sicknesses, afflictions. Thou knowest afflictions can come in many forms. It is not always the affliction of the body as such as might be manifest to others. Or we know and feel as we look upon it on our limbs, or we know it in our bodies. But all afflictions, thou knowest. Lord, do remember such, we plead, any in their afflictions. Bless all the means used for their good. And all may they prove yet it's amongst those all things. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Their thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give an expected end. And so we plead, do remember any in their afflictions. Remember any that walk in singular paths, and they feel at times no one else understands my path. Often think of Job in his path. Yes, his wife didn't understand the path either, and neither did his three friends that came to comfort him. They were of no comfort to him. But all there, even in the midst of all that darkness, he could say, he knoweth. The eternal God was his refuge there. He knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. So to remember such in their lonely paths and feeling that perhaps no one else understands, but thou dost understand it fully, from the beginning to the end. Once again to remember thy true church, ministered and brought low. Little cause of truth here, we thank thee that there are those we see, the young ones, yea, the babes in arms, the young ones, the rising race, and those also as they find their mature years are now that which they walk in, and perhaps even in that way the latter years. Lord, remember them, we plead, and are there none of thy dead elect in and around these parts that shall yet have to turn in, like those Greeks of old, with us, sir, we would see Jesus. Are there none of thy prodigals in and around these parts that have turned aside many years ago from thy courts, turned aside from thy word, will not have thee to reign over them, but thou hast a purpose of grace toward them. And thou proving this, I will work, and who shall let it? None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? They may have tried to prevent it, subdue it, yea, even frustrate it over many years. But what a mercy. If thou hast a purpose of grace, it will be like that nail in a sure place, thy word which has quickened them and been sealed upon their heart many years ago. I will work, and who shall let it? None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? And so we plead, do bring back prodigals. Oh, may they yet know what it is to smite upon their breasts and cry, God be merciful to me, a sinner. But we plead as regards Zion, strengthen those things which remain, those things which are ready to die. What confusion we see. Yes, we look upon the land and we think the law is slacked, but in our churches also. There's a departing from the old paths, a turning aside from thy word. And with it comes confusion. Confusion. Lord, we plead. Do raise us up again, revive us again. That we may yet rejoice in thee. Oh, we plead, do bring back the wanderers. Bring back the wayward, bring back the out of the way. Lord, thou canst turn the heart of man. Thou canst make a man willing in the day of thy power to do that which is right in thy sight. But it brings us to this. Oh, keep us, ever keep us, and even this one that stands before thee. Keep us from bringing shame and reproach upon thy name. Oh, that name which we trust we've been brought to see is that name which is above every name. We've been brought to say, he is precious. Oh, but if left to ourselves for a moment, we know the solemnity of it. We should fall. So do keep us each, we plead. Keep us tender of heart and mind and conscience. And in that hour of temptation, may we be now to look to one and look upon one again whom we have pierced. Ah, and see that one in his sorrows and his sufferings. Yes, and what sufferings they were. Shall it not then make sin exceedingly sinful to us? And so we plead, ever keep us, ever keep us. But now, O Lord, we would likewise once again plead for our land, turmoil and chaos. And we wonder where the scene will end. But all we plead, do yet, if it could please thee, might be one raised up to govern the nation with integrity. Integrity, not self-serving, but willing to serve the people and do that which is honourable and walk honourably as much as they can before the people. And so we plead, have mercy upon us as a nation, and if it could please, it might yet be that government, government that is restored in that way which, yes, there might be those moved in government that, to fear thy name and to once again seek counsel of thee, or if it could please thee. And so we would commit those that have the rule over us and govern us, commit them unto thee. And Lord, we plead now, as we have favoured a gathering in thy courts this night, oh, do be pleased to make one with us, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Do be pleased to make one with us, that one that, yes, has that regard to his inhabitants of Zion, and that government is perfect. We thought much upon that of recent times. Governments of nations and of this nation so imperfect, oh, so imperfect. But as regards the government of Zion, it is that one that is from everlasting to everlasting, that one that has loved them from everlasting and to everlasting, will govern all their affairs, both collectively and individually, bring them home to glory at last, to that prepared place which thou hast promised to them. They may find many a trial, many a season of darkness, many a time when they wonder what the outcome might be as they journey on in this waste, howling wilderness. But they shall prove that thou art that pilot in each storm. Thou art that one that will guide that vessel, although at times beaten by storms in the way, but thou would bring them home to glory at last, to that desired haven. We often think of that in Psalm 107. Thou didst command and raise a stormy wind. They knew what wit's end was. They knew what wit's end was. But all thou didst bring them unto their desired haven. Thou didst hear their cry. Did they not cry again unto one, that refuge and strength, that rock, that one, yes, the eternal God, their refuge? And thou didst hear and answer and deliver and bring to their desired haven. So we will now seek thy help this evening. Oh, may it be a word in season. May it be a word to encourage us in the days to come, as our lives are spared. But thou knowest what we each have need of. May it be a living word, not the dead letter of the word upon the page, but the living word, the bread of life sent down from heaven, the word which does us good, which is that which will remain in the heart as sealed there by the Spirit. We can meditate upon it like the corn, go home and beat it out, and it do us good, perhaps for many days. Thou knowest. And so we look to thee. Grant help to this poor one, and give unto us each and oneself we need the hearing ears and the hearts of understanding. May it be a portion for seven and a portion for eight. Pardon and forgive then our many sins, our often shortcomings. Wash us each in thy precious blood. We plead for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 673. When Jesus' gracious hand has touched our eyes and ears, oh, what a dreary land the wilderness appears. No healing balm springs from its dust, no cooling stream to quench the thirst. Hymn 673.
Thank you.
seeking once again the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we turn back to the portion of that verse we tried to speak from this morning out of Deuteronomy chapter 33. In the first part of verse 27, the eternal God is thy refuge. But we read the whole verse, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Well, Moses, we said, the man of God, he was appointed, yes, to do that as regards leading the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. But he was likewise a man as you and I. We have our fears. We have our felt weakness and inability. But the Lord, yes, as I turned to it just briefly earlier on, when there was that appointed for him to do, he felt his inability in that. And we read, do we not, here, and Moses said unto the Lord, my Lord, I'm not eloquent, neither heretofore since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, this is the eternal Lord God Almighty. And the Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf, or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. Yes, he was one that was likewise dependent upon Almighty God. As we said this morning, as it were, that in his last days, I don't know how long it was before then, he was taken from this time state. But nevertheless, it was in his last days. He blessed, as the man of God, those are the varied families, the tribes of Israel. But the whole Israel of God there, if we look at it in that way spiritually, the whole Israel of God. But you read that chapter in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. It is titled over top, is it not, over the page, the Song of Moses. And there he sings that song of praise, that song of praise. And he put the crown upon the head of one who, yes, had brought him thus far and upheld him till that day. And he declared him as my rock. He is the rock. This rock was his rock. That sure, unmovable foundation stone. And yes, he declared that. And so, as he proved in his day and generation, and so he likewise sang that song of praise in the ears, of all. Yes, and Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. And then we read, do we not? Taken from time to eternity, one raised up in his place. One generation follows another. But what a mercy, and I believe it is so and will be so to all generations, like it was unto Joshua. He was likewise a man. He was likewise one that knew what fears were, like you and I, but a man, a sinful man, having need. And the Lord said unto him, did he not, as I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Yes, As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. Then, as we read that psalm, which is a psalm of Moses, yes, there he declared in that psalm, Thou, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. All generations. What a comfort this is to the generations that are before us. There are varied generations. Oneself now, we're amongst the older generation, but we see the babes in arms. And if they're found amongst those of the Israel of God, the spiritual Israel of God, this word of his grace, and that which is contained therein of that covenant of grace, and that which he hath promised to those that are called according to his purpose, the elect according to the foreknowledge of God, they shall likewise, even as Moses and Joshua, they shall likewise prove one who will not fail them nor forsake them. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, yes, he looked, even as the psalmist declared in that Psalm 121, I believe it is it not? Yes, where the psalmist there speaks, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. You read that psalm in its entirety, Psalm 121. But before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst to form the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou art God. But it sets forth in that same psalm of Moses 90, the frailty of man. Yes, we have an allotted time here upon the earth, an appointed time, a pilgrimage, and it's a wilderness. And as we've had in that hymn just now, ah, what a mercy, if it is now unto you and I a wilderness. Under grace, I believe the world becomes a wilderness. Ah, the world looks upon it as that place of opportunities. With many glittering things and prospects, they see no further than this time state. But unto a child of God, if the Lord has touched your eyes and ears, yes, wrought in your heart that good thing, the fear of the Lord, when Jesus' gracious hand has touched our eyes and ears, oh, what a dreary land the wilderness appears. No healing balm springs from its dust, no cooling stream to quench the thirst. But oh, what a mercy if we've been brought to look to that one, a refuge, that refuge for sinners the gospel makes known, is found in the merits of Jesus alone. Yes, it is. No one else is not found in anyone else. But blessed be God, for each generation, down to the end of time, there will be those the purpose of grace will be made known unto, and they shall be brought likewise in their measure to sing a song of praise like Moses of old. Yes, like Moses, and even as David declared in the Psalms many a time, where he could say, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Those benefits he spake of came from that one, the everlasting God, the everlasting God, the one that was his refuge and strength. Yes, that refuge and strength. But from everlasting to everlasting, To those found in a weary land, a waste howling wilderness, and they feel their weariness, they feel their weakness, their inability, feel their frailty. Yes, our frailty, for all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is our strength labour and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Ah, and as a psalmist, Moses, yes, there's this gracious instruction, is there not? Teach us to number our days. So teach us to number our days, that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom. That wisdom, not as the world looks upon wisdom. Yes, we're thankful for that wisdom given unto men to find out this and to do that. But this wisdom is that knowledge of their need as a sinner, and also that wisdom of Christ as their Saviour, their refuge, their refuge. But it will be to from one generation to the next. Blessed be God. Ah, yes, you read those accounts left on record of those saints of old. They likewise proved that their refuge was not in their own arm, of their strength of their own arm, not going down to Egypt. Yes, the children of Israel, they murmured, did they not, unto Moses? They complained of the manna, that light bread, as they called it. We cannot point the finger at the children of Israel. But what a mercy. The Lord did not cast them off. Didn't cast them off. But brought them again and again to cry unto him. But oh, that Psalm 46. What a mercy that is left on record. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. And when you think of that word present, it's a comfort, is it not, in this day in which we live? It's a day of present difficulties, present fears, many things that are present that cause us alarm. We look upon them, and they're not something which is, perhaps the theory of man. It is very present, it is actual. But what a mercy if we likewise prove God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And as the psalmist declared there, therefore will not we fear though the earth be removed. The earth be removed. Though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. Yes, it may be so. And certainly it is a day, even at this time, is it not, more so than perhaps for many years. But there is the comfort to those inhabitants of Zion, the whole Israel of God. And it shall be so, and has been, down to the end of time. Each generation, as we were talking together earlier with our friend, each generation had their troubles and trials and distresses and perplexities, but each generation likewise proved, as we read in that psalm, there is a river. Yes, that river of mercy. That river of mercy. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. Those living waters that flow forth from that river, that go here and there to where one or another is. And as I thought upon it again, turned to it while I sat there in the pulpit just now, where we read as regards the apostle in his epistle to the Philippians, the Lord's at hand. The Lord is at hand, not afar off. Although at times perhaps you feel forsaken. Yes, the hymn writer put it like this, I feel forsaken and alone, and hear the lion roar. But every door is shut but one, and that is mercy's door. This is our refuge, whereby a poor sinner, as we said this morning, he flees unto that one, as at their glorious high priest, their advocate, but that one that loveth at all times, a brother born for adversity, that has conquered death, hell, and the grave, and gained the victory, and now sitteth on the right hand of the Father, ever to intercede for his people with those groanings which cannot be uttered. Waits to be gracious. Take note of that poor trembling sinner. Amidst the sorrows of the way, he waits to be gracious, and at the voice of thy cry will answer thee. Waits to be gracious. And I believe if as that in the path, a child of God is brought into a path of this or that as appointed for them, the Spirit will move them. Move them to pour out their heart before the Lord. They will know what it is to go again and again, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of their faith. The Spirit will move them to enter into the closet and once again pour out their heart before the Lord. The Spirit will give them that enlargement of heart. That enlargement of heart. Yes, real prayer and supplication, and they shall prove there is a river. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. And they shall then prove this, God is in the midst of her. I trust I've proved it. Knowing what deep trials are, very deep trials. Yes, waves and the billows seem to go over the head. Yes, at times walking in great darkness. But there the spirit of prayer granted. And the word of the Lord, yes, made precious again and again. That word of the Lord which comes with power. That's this river. That's this river. The word of the Lord, when it flows into the sinner's heart, comes right where they are. When they prove this, the Lord is at hand. Not afar off as they thought or they felt, but the Lord is at hand. And so as the apostle in his epistle to the Philippians, what a mercy. Yes, when we're brought to this, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And then this, enjoin to it, and the peace of God. The peace of God which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, one that ever liveth. Ever liveth. Yes, waits to be gracious, and at the voice of thy cry will answer thee. Yes, the eternal God, thy refuge. The eternal God, thy refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Yes, did not Moses prove it? When they came up out of Egypt in that last, as it were, attempt to overtake them. They went forth after the children of Israel, did they not? As Israel were going through that dry passage through the sea where the Lord had made a way for them, threatened to overtake them, destroy them. Ah, bring back those they could into that bondage again. But it was not to be so. Ah, yes, not to be so. The heathen rage we read in that Psalm 46, did we not? The heathen rage, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted, but the heathen raged. Oh, you read that account of Moses in that day. Yes, what a wonderful deliverance it was. Almighty God removed the wheels of their chariots, that they drave heavily. Ah, their refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That was a present trouble it was in that very moment of time. Yes, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear. The heathen may rage. And as we said in prayer, two accounts there are the not in the prophecy of Daniel. Those two wonderful accounts. This is that same God that Moses knew of, that Moses proved. Ah, the same yesterday, today and forever. Like it was then with those three Hebrew children. The heathen raged. And perhaps one or another they find the heathen rage against them. They see in you perhaps something of the work of grace, and it stirs up the heathen. It stirs up the world and the worldling, and they seem to rage. But what a mercy, like it was with those there. Ah, yes, they could go so far, like it was with those three Hebrew children. They heated that furnace, did they not, to seven times greater than what it was normally. So much so, it slew those that cast them in. Bound, helplessness, they were bound and cast in. Yet they were not forsaken. Ah, their God was able, same as it was with one in the lion's den. Ah, yes, what a mercy. Those three Hebrew children and Daniel. And so those three Hebrew children were cast in there. Almighty God was their refuge, was he not? Ah, that one that has said in his word, you read out of it also as penned by the apostle in Paul's epistle to the Hebrews, as we quoted from it this morning, those other portions. But there toward the close of that epistle, speaks in that way, and it's a comfort in this this dark and evil day. For does it not speak there? Does it not speak there? For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I'll not fear what man shall do unto me. So those three Hebrew children cast in there. Ah, to those that no doubt looked upon would have thought, well, it's instant death, but it wasn't. One that looked in, he said, behold, I see four loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Yes, they came out, did they not? They were brought out of there, and not even the smell of fire was upon them. Same with Daniel as he was cast into that den of lions. Is thy God able? Well, what a mercy. And perhaps you feel many a lion roar against you. Yes, as we said just now, the heathen rage, they're stirred up. And it moves them in their spite and their rage to do this or that. But what a mercy. Is thy God able? Oh, may he yet prove, Almighty God, to be your refuge and strength. Yes, as Moses proved him and sang that song of praise. Then likewise bless the children of Israel collectively there. The eternal God is thy refuge. And underneath are the everlasting arms, and he, yes, he, that's Almighty God. He shall thrust out the enemy from before thee and shall say, destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel. Who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency? And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. The heathen may rage, but Almighty God, yes, and I've often thought about Daniel in that lion's den, whether they still roared, but they couldn't open their mouths upon him. His life was here with Christ in God, that place of eternal safety. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. And so as the psalmist went on, come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. And when these things are brought to remembrance, to our remembrance by the Spirit, may it be an encouragement to us, both young in the midst of life and old, an encouragement to us. He that maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. So like it was with the children of Israel, Almighty God removed those wheels of those chariots that they drave heavily. Then this encouragement, be still and know that I am God, the eternal God, one that neither changes, cannot change, will not change, and his love toward a poor sinner, neither will that change. He'll bring them home to glory at last. They will not be left to make shipwreck of faith. The enemy will not destroy them in the wilderness. Yes, the enemy, the heathen, may rage. They cannot prevent that purpose of grace and that one being brought home to that desired haven. Be still. And know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Ah, and just once again that encouragement to the younger ones amongst us. Yes, you may have many tremors. I can remember when I was your age, I had many tremblings. There were those things in the world then that caused much anxious thought. But I trust now. I can see the Lord has brought hitherto, upheld till now, many fears and dangers past we have been brought through. One generation shall praise thy works to another. That's the word of the Lord. That's the word of this eternal God. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. They shall declare them. They shall acknowledge them. Yes, you read that psalm again, but there's one portion, if I can find it, as the time has just about gone. But oh, in Isaiah. Oh, what a mercy if we prove the word there. So I'll just read these few words at the end of Isaiah chapter 40. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Theirs is incurred, the one that now waits to be gracious, having accomplished all in the sinner's room, place, and stead, the eternal Son. The eternal Son, sitting on the right hand of the eternal God, God the Father, and by the power of the eternal Spirit, are moving within them. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Richard Wells will preach on Tuesday evening and Dr. Sadler next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 1070. Thou friend of friendless sinners, hear and magnify thy grace divine. Pardon the worm that would draw near, that would his heart to thee resign. A worm by self and sin oppressed, that pants to reach thy promised rest. Hymn 1070.
Thank you.
age know what it is to lean harder upon thee. We read, do we not, who is this that cometh up out of the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? Ah, that rock, that refuge, that very present help in trouble. Oh, may it please thee. Ah, it is a day of troubles and trials, is it not, of darkness and distresses. But oh, what a mercy. In the midst of all this, there is this that changeth not. Thou art the refuge of thy people. Thou ever wilt be. For thou art from eternity, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. A precious truth in this day in which we live. That everlasting covenant from an everlasting God, and that purpose which thou hast toward each one, thou wilt bring them home to glory. Thou wilt bring them home to that desired haven which is glory at last. So they know us to rest, to lean, to wait patiently. Yes, thou knowest how fretful we can become, how impatient we can become, but all to be found leaning upon thee, waiting upon thee, and ever entering into the closet and pouring out our hearts before thee, one that does hear and answer prayer. So do be pleased to bless us each and favour us now with thy presence as we leave thy courts. We seek that mantle of thy forgiving love might be cast over all that has been amiss. May there be something which remains, thy precious word, of from an eternal God, one truly from everlasting to everlasting. Do take us now to our destinations in peace and safety, dear one and oneself, we journey on, and that which we commit unto thee, so we would each fall into thy hands and commit each into thy hands and to thy kind care and keeping. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.